Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, my brothers and sisters. Welcome, burners, feeling the burn. feeling the burn, yes. It's welcome, brothers, on April 16, 2016. Just such of a incredible time we're living, brothers and sisters. I mean, this is a really such amazing times of dramatic transformation, and we are so grateful for all those souls that are stepping up to help humanity. You know, like in this case, someone like Senator Bernie Sanders, that it's energizing the people so much. I mean, I can tell you just in the personal level, I say the truth, I usually don't really care much about the politics at all. You know, I know it's very important. You know, if you want to see change, you need to participate, you need to vote. In this case, your vote is very important, and your vote must be for Bernie Sanders. And this is hashtag Sharan speaking. I endorse, you know, 100% Senator Bernie Sanders. Today, on April 16, 2016, the Galactic Federation of Light, the hashtag command, we're just to let you know that we're here to help make this happen. This is a done deal. This is a done deal, guys. I mean, I can tell you that it's, and I'm channeling here what it's, it is a done deal, because it's something that it was proclaimed. It was proclaimed just like every single assigned to the specific duties, to the specific mission. In this case, Mr. Bernie Sanders is proclaimed, and has been assigned to this mission to energize the people, to motivate, to give people hope. You see, if anyone wants to doubt, you know, at all that Bernie is here creating a revolution of positive. This is very important to say positive. It's a revolution without violence. It's a transformation with love. It's a transformation with truth. Okay, and this is what and this is what's happening. That is what is inspires me, you know, to support. In this case, Senator Bernie Sanders, and that is the, you know, the main, you know, the main thing for a lot of people. You know, a lot of people are being inspired, you know, by his messages, by his energy. You know, because it's very, very important to say that, you know, the energy that we carry, it's it feels, you know, you cannot tell, but you tell that he has, you know, a good heart, that he's a good soul, and that he's here to help humanity, not just only the United States of America. Yeah, you know, he does his role of being here at this time geographically. Actually, he was just in the Vatican, and our brothers and sisters from the Live TV, they mentioned something about it. Let's hear what they're saying about, you know, the Pope and the Bernie Sanders in the Vatican. Check it out.
Social, economic, and environmental issues. He was advocating on behalf of a number of people, his moral economy. The Pope has long since been an advocate for, and Bernie Sanders was echoing a lot of his sentiments. This is what Bernie Sanders had to say at a press conference just immediately prior to making his speech. He said that there are a few places in modern thought that rival the depth and insight of the Church's moral teachings on the market economy. went on following, at the time when so few have so much and so many have so little, we must reject the foundations of this contemporary economy as immoral and unsustainable. Father, this was an interesting ploy, strategy adopted by the Sanders campaign, something that puts him in line, squarely in line with the Pope, in terms of, as I said, this moral economy. And at the same time, not to say that it was purely opportunistic, but it was smart insofar as that it places him in line with evangelical Christians, with Catholics, with that where he has always scored highly. So I think it was quite a smart move. What do you think?
I don't know if I agree with your statement that it places him in a favorable position with evangelicals, because there is a position there's some division between the Catholic Church and evangelicals. It's a little bit interesting that this socialist Jew has gone to the place where the original Jewish man, who happens to be a socialist, if you interpret it that way, is celebrated. So that would kind of make sense a little bit, the comparison to Jesus Christ. You can see this a little bit. I don't know if the Vatican would be the best place to have an anti-corruption and
that's a curious thing, and I think it's whilst it's laudable, whilst his comments are laudable, and whilst no one could question the integrity with which he's pursuing this, or seeking to pursue this line and seeking to pursue this approach, strategy, philosophy, we'll call it what you will, policy decision, and in leveling the economic injustices in the world, you're right to suggest that the Vatican Bank was not safe to say that it was the model of transparency and financial probity. Certainly, it was the Vatican Bank is well known. It was established in 1942 and has had billions of dollars under management. Arguably, it's questionable where it got that money from. A lot of the money was originally provided to the Vatican Bank by Benito Mussolini. The speculation is that a lot of they made a lot of money off the Holocaust. They made a lot of money.
Well, basically, the point is that he's demonstrating his abilities as, an international, deal maker. People are, had amazing, reception, in Rome. There were lots of media, as opposed to like in America, that the media is completely bought by the Clinton cartel, all the Murdoch puppet Illuminati, cabal media, they don't are doing a major, blackout on his effort and on his rallies and on the amazing over 50,000 people, kind of like got together to support him last night in New York, and it's amazing, that there is a revolution happening not just in America but at the global level, because people are tired of so much corruption, so much inequality, so much poverty and injustice. While there's this scandal also brewing with the Panama Papers, which as you already heard, it's not as everybody is saying, it's not as it seems. As we know, one of the major players that were not mentioned, okay, it has to do with Hillary Clinton and their foundation that Bill and Hillary worked very, very closely, the USAID, that a lot of, I can tell that there is a lot of noise saying that the earthquake in Haiti was literally mind created by these organizations, okay, by the Clintons, by the USA, to pretty much bring on a contract, just like what they do with their manufacturer wars. they go bomb some country, you know, they did that in Iraq, they go and they have some huge amounts of government contracts that they manage. Who do you think was managing all the accounts, all the government contracts in Haiti when they are earthquake in Haiti? Some foundation, okay? The Clinton Foundation was managing all these accounts. Everyone that wanted to do any kind of a deal, business deal in Haiti, they had to befriend, they had to kiss ass with the Clintons, with the Clinton Foundation, otherwise they would not get anything, zero, nada. So, as you can imagine, that's corruption in the biggest scale, and that's what these people do. They create the chaos, they go and play the good, you know, the good Samaritans, the helpers, and they come and steal the resources of the countries. That they have done it in Libya, they've done it in a number of countries. I can tell you dozens and dozens of countries. And lately, they did that in Ukraine. In 2 years, they completely raped and completely, you know, stole all the resources of Ukraine, the gold. You know, Ukraine used to be one of the most successful countries in Eastern Europe, and now it's completely trashed, completely, you know, in disorder. And those are the message that goes somewhere else. And it's important to say that there's, you know, groups. There's the good ones and the bad ones in every story. So there are some good ones doing some great work. They're doing some great work, and I want all the people, all the burners, all the light workers, please have hope. This is the time to believe, guys. This is very important to believe, because believe that everything is going to be okay. Believe that, you know, the dark ones and the corrupt ones and the dark heart ones are going to be literally, you know, put aside. They're going to be, you know, simply just substituted for some good ones in power. They're going to be, you know, just simply removed from power and put some good people that with good intentions and good hearts, like Bernie Sanders. In this case, Mr. Bernie Sanders is the one who will, you know, America get out of the hole, get out with all these amazing, you know, plans that he has for to get, you know, America just get prosperous. So anyway, going back to USA, of course, is managed and owned and directed by, you know, the dark hand of Mr. George Soros, which he has an anti, you know, Kremlin, you know, plan or agenda in terms of, and backfired terribly on their plans, on their Illuminati stages, you know, stooges. Hillary Clinton in the U.S., for instance, Prime Minister from U.K., David Cameron, you know, his dad got major accounts. They got over $50 million. I don't know how many accounts they were moving. And they were, you know, going after people for evading, you know, they're doing, you know, the same. So this other thing, for instance, the former New York City mayor, you know, Giuliani, accuses Hillary Clinton of being the founding member of creating Daesh, also known as Al-Qaeda or whatever other groups you call it. The Soros-funded framing of the document release aimed to smear Putin. Okay, that was did more to expose the collusion of Hillary Clinton, David Cameron, and other scam artists working in the West. Okay, as well as other, you know, people like the president of Ukraine. You know, the puppet put by the U.S. regime, you know, Poroshenko, he was, of course, had accounts in Panama, okay, as well as the king of Saudi Arabia and some other people in other places. So anyway, for this, I'm going to tell you a little bit about so-called Panama Papers. Last Sunday, okay, just a week ago, okay, and the Panama Papers were released to the world, in the single greatest incriminating document leaked in the world history. The documents, all from a single Panamanian law firm specialized in tax sheltering, a company called Mossack Fonseca, were released to a German newspaper, Süddeutsche Zeitung. Okay, the documents were received and maintained by a shadowy network, including the George Soros, you know, head, and several, you know, some of that alphabet organizations, funded organizations, including the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists and the Organized Crime and Corruption Reporting Project. Surprisingly, headlines relating to this group focused on Russian President Vladimir Putin, a world leader not even named within the Panama Papers. There were over 11.5 million papers, and not one, not even one paper mentioned Vladimir Putin. However, all the newspapers, you know, in UK and all over the world, they were showing all the mainstream media, all the, you know, cabal media, all the moderate Western-owned media, they all were accusing, you know, President Putin without, you know, any proof whatsoever. Just a complete manipulation of the information, which is what they have done for decades and for millennia, okay, in different civilizations and different times. But this is the time that it's going to be over, because the light is here. Let me tell you, the victory of the light is here. Not is coming, it's here. It's already arrived, and we're not going to allow Ashtar Sheran in human form, and I'm just telling you that we're not going to allow any more injustice, any more poverty, any more wars, any more nuclear of anything. Everything's going to be stopped in one shot. Okay, so the light is here to help humanity and to help those that want to be helped. So if you open your heart, brothers and sisters, open your heart, open your mind to be able to understand this type of situation. Because this is a huge, gigantic octopus, okay? A huge, gigantic octopus. They have tentacles in every industry, in every, you know, country, in every government, okay? They have their own people, their own dark people, to do their dark jobs. And it's going to take almost divine powers, divine intervention, which is what's happening, literally, divine intervention, brothers and sisters. This is what's happening right now on April 16, 2016, and from now on, we are experiencing divine intervention in Mother Earth, okay? Because Mother Earth is alive, just like you and me, just like you and I, and she called for help. She called for help for angels and other beings of light that are agreeing, and they are here right now, surrounding the Earth, surrounding the planet, surrounding the solar system, surrounding the sun, and coming out of the sun, which is like a portal. The sun is a portal. That's why you just Google sun and UFOs. You're going to see gigantic images and videos taken by the same NASA cabal, you know, that they cannot hide it anymore. They're coming in and out. They're of the sizes of Saturn. They're gigantic ships, gigantic beings. We have the Blue Avians. The Blue Avians here, you know, monitoring the Earth, monitoring the solar system, monitoring, and they're having their own ambassador, spokesperson. Hopefully we will interview him soon, talk about him later, talking about the Blue Avians and the secret space programs, etc. So going back to the Panama Papers, in recent days, however, as international news agencies and curious civilians scour over the 2 terabytes of documents, with more to come, the whistleblowing organization WikiLeaks, attention has turned towards Westerners implicated in the release. You see what happened? This has been manipulated and only like cherry picking. They've been picking certain people to others they did not mention. USA, for instance, which is George Soros, you know, funding all these different organizations around the world, creating coup d'etats, creating, you know, chaos, creating, you know, terrorism, literally, and coming right here from America, okay? So this is very important. All this is coming out. This is the way that they're throwing their own partners, their own friends under the bus. That's what they did by throwing, you know, David Cameron. They thought that was their longtime partner. They're throwing him under the bus because they're going to get caught anyway. They're throwing anybody that they thought the partners in Saudi Arabia, their partners in here and there. They don't care. If you're working with the dark cabal, guess what? They're going to turn on you. They're going to turn on you. So I ask anybody that is working, anybody that is working for this dark cabal, for these Clinton foundations, to turn around and tell the truth. Truth of what's happening. Tell the truth about the amazing, you know, corruption that is flooding, you know, the streets of America and the streets of the world and the governments. And the governments mostly. Okay. So, going back to this release, you see, perhaps the most notable Western leader exposing the Panama Papers is, of course, you know, Mr. David Cameron, the British Prime Minister, whose father transitioned the family firm from Panama to Ireland after the leader took office. His father's company touched British taxes for over 30 years, okay? For over 30 years, okay, brothers and sisters? They touched their comments. And what's happened, It's all good and divine, but against God, they're being cut, and they have to tell the truth. They have to tell the truth. So for 30 years, he was literally non-paying taxes, but the British Prime Minister insisted that neither he nor his wife and children received any benefits from the holding that maintained the Cameron family's fortune. So the British Prime Minister, David Cameron refutes having offshore income after Panama Paper leaks. British Labour Party and leaders of the opposition, Jeremy Corbyn, has called for an immediate investigation and resignation of the David Cameron to whether Cameron's family wealth is still held in other offshore investments, which I'm sure they are, to the detriment of the British public. Mr. Corbyn denounced Cameron, saying, quote, "It is not a private matter. If taxes have not been paid, so an investigation must take place," end quote. Additionally, on Tuesday, Iceland's Prime Minister Sigmund David Gunnarsson offered his resignation after the leak implicated the country's leader in using offshore shell companies to mask his political kickbacks and other forms of corruption. And he's saying, you know, people are saying that this was a revenge from the bankers, because he put them in jail back in 2008. So the bankers are coming back and swinging hard and cherry picking him, which is, again, all this manipulation of the information, on the Panama Papers is being manipulated and cherry picking specific people that is convenient for the Western media, the Western dark powers, to showcase first, okay? So it was also revealed that some 200 U.S. citizens were also implicated. So the list includes Americans who have since been accused or convicted of serious financial crimes, including securities, fraud, and Ponzi schemes. Perhaps the most telling Panama Papers revelation of the past 24 hours came not from documents themselves, but from Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton's private email server. In a series of emails revealed yesterday, in 2011, then Secretary of State Clinton pushed the Panama Free Trade Agreement, despite warnings from watchdog groups that the agreement would exacerbate the growth of tax havens and increase money laundering activity. So she agreed. She literally opened the doors for this type of tax haven to happen. The methane organization, again, Clinton is behind it again, like many other occasions. The trade deal opposed by her Democratic presidential opponent, Bernie Sanders, was actively lobbied by the Biden administration and Clinton's ally, Sidney Blumenthal. Interestingly, the list of implicated leaders reads like the who's who of Clinton Global Initiative supporters, from the King of Saudi Arabia to the Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. So pretty much find out who is behind the Clinton Global Initiative and all these supporters that are going to be having accounts in Panama, in the British Islands, in Bahamas, all these shell accounts that are hiding their dark, you know, actions. So, for instance, additionally, the most heavily implicated Western financial institution in the Panama Papers is the Deutsche Bank, which happened to pay, again, Mrs. Clinton was paid $485,000 in speaking fees shortly after the trade deal was ratified. So she's also celebrating a dinner fundraising for around, I don't know, $300,000 a person or something like that. So yes, brothers and sisters, please donate to Bernie $27 if you can, $27 to his campaign to help him become president of the United States of America. He sent this note about, you know, mentioning how these people are, you know, celebrating all these very high price dinners. They're mostly, you know, Wall Street bankers and all that, which obviously she works for and she lobbies for. So I ask you, brothers and sisters, please make sure to vote for Bernie Sanders and know that, you know, don't think that it's believed our brother Bernie Sanders already won. I agreed and declared that Bernie Sanders already won New York the same way he already won, you know, Wyoming, and he won, you know, Michigan, and he won, you know, Hawaii, okay, and he won Utah. Please, brothers and sisters, believe that he already won New York, that he already became the president of the United States of America, okay? So anyway, going back to this paper, this is a former New York City mayor, okay, accuses Hillary Clinton of being the founding member of Daesh, also known by Al-Qaeda, or all those, you know, groups causing chaos over there in the Middle East. And he said, in 2011, Secretary Hillary Clinton released a statement noting that agreement from a non-corruption angle, stating that it will make it easier for American companies to sell their products and that the Obama administration is constantly working to deepen our economic engagement throughout the world. And these agreements are an example of that commitment. On Tuesday, candidate Sanders blasted Clinton, saying that she helped push the Panama Free Trade Agreement through Congress as Secretary of State, and the results have been a pure disaster. Look at what's happening. He literally, you know, predicted from the Bloomberg politics has Bernie Sanders as Hillary Clinton in a virtual tight with the Vermont senator leading the former Secretary of State by one point. Vermont Senator and U.S. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders speaks after receiving an endorsement from the National Nurses United in Oakland. So kudos to the nurses, to the nurses organization for supporting our brother Bernie. Please, brothers and sisters, any unions, organizations of all kinds, please support our brother Bernie Sanders. Support him, because if you care about your families, if you care about your jobs, if you care about your health, he's proposing free health for everybody. How about that? Free school for everybody. He's proposing to strengthen Social Security instead of, you know, dissolving it like they, you know, the Clintons, you know, a regime or the Clintons, a cartel, you know, want to do, you know, brothers and sisters. In this case, I can tell you that Sanders is also expected to do quite well on April 26th when Connecticut, Rhode Island, and Pennsylvania heads to the polls. So yes, our brothers from Connecticut, from Rhode Island to Pennsylvania, to please make sure to vote for Sanders, okay? And our brothers in New York this Tuesday, this Tuesday is all the brothers in New York, please. Brothers in New York, go vote to Bernie Sanders, okay? And also in California, you know, in California, Sanders told the supporters that if there is a large turnout, he can win the state. And if he wins by a large margin, we are going together to the White House, okay? So he's still trying to maintain a massive delegate lead on Sanders, especially with the superdelegates are factored in two superdelegates. Don't vote until the convention, July, and are not found to stay with the candidate in whom they have pledged loyalty. Sanders regained Clinton's initiative backfires because of the internet. Another thing, President candidate, you know, Hillary Clinton appears to have a short political memory regarding allies and opponents. As her latest incentive toward Bernie Sanders backfired on her, thanks to the internet and an observant audience. So former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton on Saturday won the first ever Democratic caucus. So they said that during a political debate, Clinton mocked Sanders regarding his campaign promise of the implementation of a single-payer healthcare system, implying that Mr. Sanders was not always such an advocate of the issue. Clinton asked, "I don't know, where was he when I was trying to get healthcare in 1993 and 1994? Fortunately for her, Mike Casa, Sanders' spokesperson, quickly posted a photo from 1994 in his Twitter account showing Hillary Clinton as a liar giving a speech on health care reform, as the screen back test suggests, with Sanders standing literally right behind her. Okay, so that was my case. She's a liar, she's a thief, and she's, you know, not for the people at all. Okay, the internet was flooded with answers to Clinton's rhetorical question, including a video footage from that very speech. So apparently, Clinton forgot that the internet never forgets. So I hope, brothers and sisters, you never forget what you've seen, what you've heard. So, you know, what's going on, okay, on all these issues. So I ask for everybody to check out also our website, check out these excellent articles, excellent videos, and the film that we have at weareallones.com. It's W-E-R, like Robert. A like Apple, like Lola, one.com, or like Oscar, and like Nancy, E like Edward.com. So it's we are with one R, ALLONE.com. Go read about some excellent information that we gathered about Putin. It's at GoFundMe.com/Putin. We also have HashtagTV.com. Check out HashtagTV. It's A like Apple, it's like Sam, H like Hi. T like Tommy, like Apple, like Robert. Television V, like Victory, to the light.com. #TV.com, okay? We're already one, brothers and sisters. It's just a matter of believing. We need 144,000 people to believe hard enough that this is a done deal and that we're already one, okay? So I ask you to continue believing, brothers and sisters, because, you know, it's just magical, magic happened. I can tell you that the latest update from our brother Sheldon Neidel, representing the Galactic Federation of Light, which I also represent, he says that so. In our last report, we briefly mentioned one of the eight shadows being used by the Dark Cabal to maintain a degree of chaos in your realm. These dire sets of circumstances all have solutions, which many of your world are busily pursuing. The dark is watching as those who intend to mold this globe in insane reality work their magic on each of Gaia's six major continents. These numerous heroes are paving the way for a whole series of policies, which are eventually to bring together your surface world's people. Adding to this set of emerging programs is the rise of a new banking and financial system, where the new prosperity is added to this, a bright future begins to emerge. The dark cabal is in a virtual panic about its sizzling, well-laid plans. The dark had wished to spring a series of small violent incidents that were to be expanded into a number of growing wars until reaching the Third World War, but it's not going to happen. I can tell you, agreed and declare, I am Ashtar Sheran in human form, and I can tell you there will be no Third World War. Guaranteed, I promise you, brothers and sisters. This is, as you know, has not happened. Instead, the dark sea delays were only a small hindrance to what is currently happening. In a short time, a new reality is poised to manifest, which is the transition to your move to full consciousness. We are very proud of how you are accepting the vast changes that are at present barely appearing around you. Soon, the many funding programs that are to change your world are set to emerge. So please, brother and sister, check out WERALLONE.com to listen to this full message. It's amazing. It's wonderful. I can tell you, it's amazing. And it's they're all for you. You can watch a movie for free if you want, but if you like it and you wish to help us, please help us by leaving a donation. So listen to our brother, let's see what he's saying. Bernie Sanders.
And live our lives in a way that alleviates human suffering, but does not accelerate the disparities of income and wealth. When he talks about wealth being used to serve people, not as an end in itself, I agree with that. In this country, obviously the Pope, the worldwide figure, churches worldwide, we are the wealthiest country in the history of the world. And if you go out on the street and you ask people, you know who the wealthiest country in the world is, they say, no, I'm working two or three jobs, I'm making $8. No, I don't know who the wealthiest. I can't afford childcare for my children. So with the human life, our existence should be more than just the accumulation of more and more wealth. And everybody knows that right now we have the wealth, we have the technology to provide at least the easiest standard of living for all of our people. We are living in a world where greed has become, for the wealthiest people, their own religion. They make no policy for it. I see in this country people who are worth billions and billions of dollars wishing for policies that will make the rich richer and everybody else poorer. And I think what the Pope has done in a very bold way is not only talk about what he calls the dispossessed, that is, the children who are pushed aside, people who are lonely and are pushed aside, people who just don't have enough income to survive. And that is of extraordinary importance unto itself. But what he has also done is raise the issue of the worship of money, the idolatry of money, and to say maybe that's not what human life should be about.
All right. That's good, brother. I am my Sheran and at your service. And I call on my beloved I am. That I am. Ashtar Sheran. Sheran. Ashtar Sheran.